The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bauer Twins, and you're listening to the Rack Radio Show.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com. RackRadioShow.com and twitch.tv/WTR Live, and we stream four times a week over at twitch.tv/WTR Live, featuring a wide range of content including Wrestle Talk Radio, the Raw Post Show for Monday Night Raw, the Rack, and CB Radio Live. I am, of course, the producer, Sir Rockin', and this is the Rack Extra Reviews EA Sports College Football 26. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, it is time for the second year of College Football 26 from EA Sports, which, if you're listening to this right here and right now, it's available for PS5 and Xbox Series X and S. Thanks to our friends at EA Sports and 47 for providing early access to the game so we can provide this review for you. Now, with this being the second season, I guess the best way to describe it, second year, second season, you can see that they made a genuine effort to not just port over the same game, because, you know, there are a lot of games out there that just, hey, here's our base game, we're just going to port it over to a new year and just give you a few little minor tweaks and stuff like that. And they just called it a day. Instead, the folks over at EA Sports decided, hey, it took a while to bring back EA Sports College Football. It had been a while. We're just not going to say, hey, we brought the game back and that's it. Oh, no. They went out of their way and took what they had built last season and made it even better. So let's talk about it. Upgrades and kind of all general thoughts and opinions on what has happened with the game. The one thing I noticed last year, they were trying to be authentic for every school. And they did a pretty good job of trying to create that college atmosphere and what have you. So they took that and added more. There's more pageantry in this game. They added something like 30 new mascots. They looked around and went, hey, we need more music. So they added about 80-something new marching band songs, new player celebrations, new player pregame run-ins, like all of these different things to make it feel iconic to the atmosphere for whether you're playing Penn State, Alabama, Georgia, wherever it may be. They went out of their way to make the game and the environment feel authentic. And one of the ways they did that was bringing in like stadium traditions to give you that real feel of a stadium experience. I was Georgia. I was playing Virginia Tech on the road. I went, oh, what's that song? Oh, that's Enter Sandman. As they're coming out. And apparently that's one of the traditions of Virginia Tech is to play Enter Sandman. And then it's like the highlights and it's like them all coming out. It's like, oh, this is cool. And for one, Enter Sandman is a great song just on its own. And it's great for video packages and vignettes and what like. And then added to the atmosphere of them entering the game. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's really cool. For different stadiums, they added some drone shows, light shows for different schools, which is cool. With the marching band songs, they added marching bands on the field. And as a marching band geek from way back in the day, and I'm going to tell you, really way back in the day, they had a lot of the formations on the field, which was really cool, and they added a bunch of mascots, and I haven't seen it yet. I saw this on the interwebs, on their website. They added a bunch of mascots, and I've seen a bunch of new ones out there. They also had the Pop-Tart guy from the Pop-Tart Bowl. I mean, that's pretty cool. One, it's insane that there's a Pop-Tart Bowl, and you have a mascot for it, and that you can eat it and stuff. That on a side note is really cool. Anyway, like I said, they're trying to make everything feel authentic and kind of keep to realistic nature. And one thing I noticed last year was the crowd, and the crowd looked really good last year. They added more to it. They added like 1,700 or so members of new crowd members. Like in general, that's a lot, because I'm going to be real. There are a lot of games out there that really don't pay much attention to the crowd. It's kind of your basic for characters, and you just like, it's a shirt swap. People here make it for college football. They spend a lot of time making it look really good. and really detailed. And I was like, all right, this is what you love to see. Because there's a lot of panning to the crowd. Because that's the whole nature of the game, is it's the college atmosphere, so they pan to the crowd a lot for celebrations and whatnot. So the fact that they pan to it and they've improved upon, like, the looks and stuff and added more members, that's pretty awesome to me. Like, that's really, really cool to me. Speaking of being authentic, they've added more touchdown celebrations localized to all the schools. So there's different formations and different celebrations. It's like, all right, we're getting to the traditions. And it's going to be hard to notice for a lot of people, and there'll be something I mentioned later about that as well, where you really can't notice it unless you're a hardcore, like, fan of a certain team, so you won't really pick up on it. But if you're, like, especially for the big schools, you're going to notice, like, hey, they have a lot of specific things just for a certain school. So that's really cool. And here's one of the big changes, and I noticed this right away. It's like, they spend a lot of time on the lighting to make the game feel different. And this is one thing when I was reading about it and then noticing it in the game. It's something you don't think about it because, like, I don't know, playing video games for 3+ decades at this point. I've played baseball. I've played football. They're really two only outdoor ones. But we've played all the other ones. There's soccer, but I would never make a soccer one. But especially for baseball and football, like, you go, you pick the time. It's 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever it is. And it's like, okay, whatever it is for your, it's just the general 1, 4, 7, 8:30, whatever. And then, like, the sun would set at a normal time and yada, yada, yada. It's like, okay, it's just, that's regular timing. But this is, like, more local live. So it's like, time basically changes based on the year. Sometimes it's time and region. So, like, the sun will set differently for certain schools. And at earlier parts in the season, you're going to go dark late earlier or later, whatever it has to be. It's like, all right, cool. Yeah, because later in the season, it will get darker early. Early in the season, it'll stay lighter. So if you're at a 4 o'clock game, it's going to be a little different. Your 8 o'clock game, it could be a little bit different. I like that. I thought it's like a feature you don't think about because it's never been done or that you've noticed. But the fact that it's a thing now, that's pretty cool. They spent a lot of time adding to the playbook. I read something like there's 3,000 new plays and a bunch of new formations. And one thing that I noticed playing, you can tell there's different things for different teams. Like, they've tailored the playbooks for specific schools even more than they did previously. And again, as I mentioned before, it's like, if you're not an avid fan of a certain team, just general college football fan, you won't notice the little tricks and whatever they do. Like, formations. Like, Penn State has different ones, Ohio State has different ones. But if you're really a diehard fan of those teams, you'll notice, hey, there's a different option here and a different option there that's tailor-made for the schools. One feature added, and I noticed this, like, game 2 I was playing, is, like, they added something called dynamic substitution, where you no longer have to go into the pause menu, pause your game, and substitute someone. You could do it right from the D-pad now. Especially now with their new updated wear and tear system, you're going to need to substitute people a lot. Especially, like, running backs. Ooh. So, because it's the new physics-based mechanic of the game. You see damage, and they have a screen, like, when you're picking players, whoever you're playing, like, especially if you're, like, in Road to Glory, your quarterback or running back, you can see the wear and tear of your body and stuff like that. But it also focuses on the star players of your team who are wearing down, that they need to be substituted out, which, okay, you could, and there's different options where you can set it to, like, keep them fresh, so you're rotating people in and out. And you could substitute people in and out as choosing without having to pause the game and do it. You could do it on the pre-snap setup, which is cool. And I was playing Dynasty and my running backs, well, they were taking damage. And I learned about this feature in action. And it's like, because my running back would keep getting hurt. It's like, oh, am I just doing something wrong? Because I'm not running the ball a lot. But it's like, he's getting banged up a bit, but now you can set it to keep him fresh. So you're rotating the backs in and out right from the D-pad. That's pretty cool. They focus a lot of details on making sure you can do more with the defensive lineups and stuff like that, making all your adjustments. They've added a bunch of stuff like that. They've made minor detail upgrades, like mud on the uniforms a little bit different and knee braces on different players. And this might just be me. I noticed it like game 1 when I was picking some sort of pass play. And I was just looking at it, it's like, usually you could see the A, B, X, Y, whatever, who you're throwing to. And that it just seemed a little more clearer and a little more cleaner. You could see who it is, what you're throwing to. Because that comes into play. knowing who your receivers are and the buttons you have to throw to, especially when you're on the road, that comes into play a lot. Because when you're on the road and the home field advantage thing pops through, which is now, by the way, for versus games, they've moved that up into that, not just beyond Dynasty and Road to Glory. It's actually in games where you play your friends. Always be home. Always be the home team. Got to fight for it now, which is fun. I kind of messed up a couple times because I forgot what receiver was who, because in the home field advantage, if the crowd's really loud, the plays get wonky, but also the buttons go away and it's just question marks on top of them. It's like, gotta remember who's X and who's Y, who's A, whatever it is. Gotta remember who's who, because that comes into play a lot. Also field goals. Thanks, EA. Missed a few on the course of the home field. Missed a few. But that's a good thing. It's a good quality thing because it's like it makes the game tougher and you want to be the tough game to play. They made some quality life changes to Ultimate Team. It's never been my favorite mode, but they've spent some time tweaking and improving it for those people who enjoy it. They've also continued and kept the tradition of making the games feel more important, having two different announce teams for the normal games, and then there's the prime time matchups. And what they've done, they added like 15,000 new lines, something like that. They dive into the history of rivalry games, and that's a big thing, and you'll notice rivalry games, they play a big part in the series. They talk about the history, and you give your rankings, and talk about how you're recruiting when you're doing Road to Glory and stuff like that. Or Dynasty, I should say. I keep getting those two mixed up. But they spent a lot of time with that. They've also updated the overlay graphics to make them seem different for different teams and stuff like that. Again, you can tell they spent a lot of time. Okay, we based this game last year. It's a really good game. People enjoyed it. People loved it. How can we improve it? They spent a lot of time adding the finer details to improve the game. So one thing, you can do Road to Glory where you create your own player and it's your Road to Glory. So a lot more face options and stuff like that, which is cool. You love the variety. But you start out, you're the high school senior, you're the recruit, and you gotta pick your team. First, you get to create your high school team that you could be part of, and then you go through the high school season, and then you have your selection of schools that you want to choose from. And there's the feature where you pick the hat, right? You pick the hat of the school you want to go to. One thing I like the fake out button. Like, ooh, you could go, oh, I go to Notre Dame. I go to Penn State. Ooh, the crowd goes, ooh, boo, whatever. And then they cheer when you pick the right one. I like the fake out option. That's good. I guess it's the press conference or whatever you want to call it. But I like that, at the high school. There was one moment where, they give you the option. Because you can talk about your studying and what have you. And it's like, hey, it's your senior year. You go to senior prom. And you have different choices what to do. And it's like the one that stood out to me was like, hey, you can ask a classmate. You can ask the head cheerleader. Or you can slide into the DMs of the most popular. I chose the most popular because let's see what they say. And the quote made me laugh. Also, because I'm older, maybe a little sad too. On the inside, just a little bit. You successfully slide in her DMs, you go to prom, and your DMs go viral. With thousands of 18 to 35 year old males, that demo, calling you a, and this is where it got me a little bit, laughed, but also made me cry a little inside, cause just older and just, anyway. You're with thousands of 18 to 35 year old males calling you a Riz God on social media. Riz God got me, it made me laugh, but also sad at the same time. Also, when you're in Road to Glory, you have to manage your GPA, your followers, your leadership skills, and health, and it's all a balancing act because you can't fail grades because then you get kicked off the team. You also have to manage the NIL sponsorships because that's all to help you make money and you raise your followers, and then, you know, when you get some free stuff, your teammates like free stuff, so a lot of your free stuff goes to your teammates, and that improves your morale, your leadership skills, and your bonding with your teammates, and because who doesn't like getting free stuff? I know I do. But also, gotta keep that GPA up. But also pick a school where you can start right away, because I picked one where I couldn't. Went to Texas. I know I went to Texas. And I was like, alright, cool. I never got off the bench. My grades are falling and stuff like that. So I used the transfer portal, which plays a key in Dynasty as well. Found a new school to start with, and I've improved from there. Speaking of Dynasty, what they had this year was the ability to not only create your own coach, but use real life coaches like is in Madden, where you can be the head coach of the team. But also there's the offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator as well. And there's 190 different coaching choices, just a lot. One notable is you can't be prime time. You can't be Coach Prime, which makes sense because it's prime. You can't be Deion. The whole licensing thing probably has to do with that. Bill Belichick's not in the game. Someone's trying to make a big deal. But I was like, he hasn't been a big deal in the college game, in a video game in forever. I don't think he's ever been in one. So it's not, you're not missing much. They worked on a lot of the recruiting mechanics and improved upon it from last season. Goes in detail of like trying to get the best players for your team. They want you to keep your staff together and grow your team, and they'll let you know when someone leaves your team. There's the ability tree to grow your own stats and whatever. They added a trophy room to showcase all the trophies that your school has acquired as you've been the coach. You could tell they spent a lot of time reading feedback, the Reddits and everything, the Twitters. And they improved upon a lot of things from last season, and they expanded upon it. Which is very clear, and honestly, you could see it in all the little things they tried to do with the game. They saw all the feedback and they worked on it. They created a team builder experience where you have to develop the team, your school, the way you want it. And there's a lot of variety of options to help grow your school to be the greatest of all time. One thing I liked, though, notice the specialty games. Where you could battle for a certain trophy. Because there's these rivalries that have certain trophies involved. They're all in it. Which is, like, really cool. That's a great touch. It's like, it may have been in last season. I might have missed it. But I know if it was, there was probably a selection of them. But now there's a lot more. Which is really cool. Now, one final thing. And this is just minor. This is just because I'm a wrestling fan. And we heard it a lot this year for WrestleMania season. I was playing a game. And all I heard was, Fiend, and it gave me war flashbacks to WrestleMania and Travis Scott coming to the ring, and all you heard was Fiend. It's just one of those things that's like a war flashback, just like, yeah. But besides that, it had nothing to do with anything other than just a random thought. But overall, College Football 26 took a big step from last year. They expanded on different areas. They improved a lot of the features. They focused on different things you didn't think needed an upgrade, and they did that. Like the dynamic, you know, timing and lighting and all these different things. It's not things you think about because you want the base game core mechanics to be cool and good and work well, which they do. And then there's like different features with arm throwing and passing and a way to stop the ball from deflecting the ball and all the and hitting. There's little side mechanics that have been changed, and you just got to play the game to kind of feel them out for yourself. But when you look visually at the game, you can see there's a lot of good stuff there. They visually, with the audio, or visually with the graphics, the audio, they worked it out where you could tell they spent a lot of time focusing on tradition, growing from what they had, and making it sound like the true college experience. And I think they kind of nailed it. I'm looking forward to see what they kind of changes they make throughout the season. But at this point, if I had a great rating, I'd give it an 8.7. Really good game. Really good. You can see there are great improvements. And this will be a fun college football season. So thanks to EA Sports, the 47, for providing early access to this game, for allowing us to review this game. And as a reminder, right now, go to your PlayStation, go to your Xbox, download the game, buy the game. It's available now for Xbox Series X and S, as well as the PS5. Go out and buy it today. Go to your local store and buy the hard physical copy of the game if that's something you do. There's three different versions. One of them comes with Madden 26, which is coming out next month. Or there's a deluxe version with all different bonus features for this game as well. Go out and buy it. It is College Football 26 now available. Again, for the Xbox Series X and S, and for the PS5. But that will do it for the Rack Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are live with a bunch of different content this week, as we normally are, but there are a lot of wrestling shows this weekend. We're going to be covering them all, including AEW's All In, which we'll be covering Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern on CB Radio Live. The Rack will be reviewing Evolution, which is the all-women's pay-per-view, the premium live event that takes place on Sunday. We'll be reviewing it next Thursday. We will be previewing it tonight if you're downloading it, this podcast today, which is the 10th. We'll be live on the 17th with a full review of that. Wrestle Talk Radio has you covered with Saturday Night's Main Event, which takes place on Saturday. They'll be covering you on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. And every Monday, we cover Monday Night Raw on the Raw Post Show. Whenever Monday Night Raw on Netflix ends, we're live to talk about it. We'll be back with another review here in the next few weeks. You can check out all of our other reviews at RockRadioShow.com. We're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just search The Rock Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on X, formerly known as Twitter, which always makes me laugh. Just call it Twitter, because guess what? It's still Twitter to me. It's at Rock Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, just search The Rock Radio Show. We will see you when we see you. But this has been the Rock Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.